Good morning, everyone. This morning we're continuing our series on good conduct. Up to Niyama 9. Japa, which is to chant your holy mantra daily, reciting the sacred sound, word, or phrase given by your guru. Bathe first, quiet the mind, and concentrate fully to let japa harmonize, purify, and uplift you. Heed your instructions and chant the prescribed repetitions without fail. Live free of anger so that japa strengthens your higher nature. Let japa quell emotions and quiet the rivers of thought. All of the niyamas focus on expressing the refined soul qualities within each of us. In the case of japa, the divine quality we are expressing is becoming a more spiritual person through repeating a mantra every day. Mantras are a sound syllable, word, or phrase endowed with special power, usually drawn from scripture. Certain mantras are repeated softly or mentally for japa, the subtle tones quieting the mind, harmonizing the inner bodies, and stimulating latent spiritual qualities. Japa refers to the repetition of a mantra, often while counting the repetitions on a mala or strand of beads, and may be done silently or aloud. Japa is also known as mantra yoga. Mantras for japa are usually short, but not always. Gurudeva points out that japa is never used in the Hindu tradition to pray for material things. Hindus do pray for material blessings, health, and abundance, but not through the use of mantras or japa. For these, they turn to prayers, songs, ritual, and affirmations which stimulate the chakras of willpower, reason, and cognition, giving the worshipper physical, emotional, and mental vigor to bring the worldly goods into his hands. Japa is religiously repeating just a few important well-defined words, syllables, or seed sounds called bija to awaken the higher nature. Gurudeva gives us an important warning that those who are victims to episodes of anger, to pangs of jealousy, or to periods of fear should not perform japa. Instead, karma yoga, selfless service, should be practiced by them to smooth out all character flaws. This is because they must first be lifted up into the Muladhara chakra and above. They are living below it and must raise their consciousness in order to proceed deeply into themselves. Satguru Siva Yogaswami placed great emphasis on japa, repeating the name of Shiva with concentration and feeling. This great Nadayani explained, "May we not forget that mantra is life, that mantra is action, that mantra is love, and the repetition of mantra, japa, bursts forth wisdom from within." Let's look now at some specific mantras. The simplest of mantras is the universal mantra Om, pronounced Ah, U, M. Gurudeva states that any Hindu or non-Hindu can benefit from repeating it 108 times a day. The ah balances the physical forces when pronounced separately from the u and m, as the u balances the astral and mental bodies. The m brings the spiritual body into the foreground, and when pronounced all together, ah, u, m, all three bodies are harmonized. Om is a safe mantra which may be performed without a guru's guidance by anyone of any religious background living on this planet, as it is the primal sound of the universe itself. All sounds blended together make the sound Om. The overtone of the sounds of an entire city would be Om. In short, it harmonizes, purifies, and uplifts the devotee. For Hindus preparing to receive initiation into the mantra Om Namah Shivaya, Gurudeva recommends they repeat the mantra Om Saravana Bhava 108 times a day, invoking Lord Muruga to bring the guru forth in their life who will initiate them. Muruga is the first guru, the first swami and renunciate. Gurudeva recommends waiting until you have received initiation from the Guru into the sacred Panchakshara mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, before using it in japa, stating that it is the Shakti of the Guru, of the gods and the devas, that give power to the mantra through proper initiation. Here is a classic story of a Hindu king and a minister to illustrate the importance of initiation. So this story comes from merging with Shiva, and it's really, really long because Gurudeva liked it. He must have been very inspired when he edited it. It has unusual depth of story in it, so I cut it way back here. It's about one third or one quarter of the full length. A minister in a court was summoned to appear before the king. The minister also happened to be a Brahmin priest, a Kula Guru, empowered to give initiation in the Panchakshara mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. The king asked the minister to initiate him, and the Kula Guru said that he would, that he could start preparing the king right away. The Maharaja was impatient and demanded that the minister initiate him immediately without any preparation. Of course, the Kula Guru objected and told the king that it was not possible, as his tradition required him to only initiate after proper training had been given. The Kula Guru explained further that this was a vow he made to his own guru when he was empowered to give initiation. The Maharaja replied that he would do the mantra without initiation unless the Kula Guru explained how the mantra would work differently without initiation. The Kula Guru agreed to explain the difference. The Guru then called loudly to the five guards who were present and told them to arrest the king, as he had demanded initiation without undergoing the necessary preparations that his tradition required. Of course, the guards did not act on his order, but instead looked toward the Maharaja, waiting to be told how to respond. The king was quite upset at the preposterous order of his minister and shouted to the guards to arrest the Kula Guru. Of course, the guards quickly came forward and grabbed the Guru and held him tightly. The Kula Guru smiled and explained his actions by saying that what he said was just answering the king's question. The Guru went on to explain that he had spoken the mantra, "Arrest this man." But as he had not been prepared for and coronated and thus empowered as king, the guards did not respond. However, when the Maharaja gave the same mantra, "Arrest this man," because he had been properly prepared and coronated as king, the guards responded. Upon hearing the explanation, the Maharaja understood the importance of proper preparation and initiation and prostrated at the Kula Guru's feet. The guards who had listened to the entire conversation then released their captive and, after touching the holy man's feet, returned to their posts. In the months ahead, the Maharaja meticulously prepared himself for and then received his initiation. Now His Majesty chants Om Namah Shivaya 108 times daily. Clearly, practicing japa has a deeper level to it when it is done with guru involvement. Gurudeva points out that this is in fact true of all of the last five niyamas, Siddhanta Shravana, choice of lineage, Mati, cognition and developing a spiritual will with the Guru's guidance, Vrata, sacred vows before a Guru, Japa, repetition after initiation from Guru, and Tapas, austerities performed under the careful guidance of a Guru. Finally, here are four specific suggestions on how to perform Japa. First, perform Japa aloud in the beginning stages, as it is easier to concentrate the thought. The mantra is heard and therefore our mind does not wander. We must remember that the mind wandering into irrelevant thoughts mitigates the benefits of the japa. Therefore, we must remain concentrated. Once the japa is perfected aloud, it may be done silently, simply by moving the lips but not making a sound, and later making the sound internally without moving the lips. Second, pronounce the mantra slowly, properly, thoughtfully, with feeling. To perform japa quickly, as in a marathon, sometimes called machine gun japa, brings little benefit. If you don't have time to do japa, don't do it at all. Third, do not intensify japa by doing tens of thousands of mantras a day unless specifically instructed to do so by your guru. Intensifying japa without a guru's guidance could produce negative results. Fourth, the very best place and time to perform japa is in the temple after the puja, when all is quiet. This is the most ideal surrounding to repeat japa 108 times to gain maximum benefit. In conclusion, chant your holy mantra daily, reciting the sacred sound word or phrase given by your guru. Bathe first, quiet the mind, and concentrate fully to let japa harmonize, purify, and uplift you. Heed your instructions and chant the prescribed repetitions without fail. Live free of anger so that japa strengthens your higher nature. Let japa quell emotions and quiet the rivers of thought. Just an aside here at the end, heed your instructions and chant the prescribed repetitions without fail. Sometimes we fail to repeat the prescribed repetitions. So it's going to be one of our themes of next year, but just to mention it in passing, very important initiation to do the practice. Everyone always looks forward to being initiated. I'm going to get my Samaya Diksha, Mantra Diksha. This is great. But it's natural at some point to let down and stop doing what you're supposed to do. So that, of course, is a problem. And Gurudeva, when anyone asks him about that, says we should be very strict. We should make up every repetition we missed. So if we stop doing it for 6 months, then the next 6 months we can do the repetition twice a day and catch up. And in a serious way, you know, fulfill this sadhana. The other reason is the power of the initiation can dwindle, and we don't want that to happen. There's a certain spiritual force, power, enlivening the kundalini that comes along with any initiation, which is great. And we develop that by doing the practice. But we dissipate it by not doing the practice. Well, we can dissipate the whole power if we just stop doing the practice for years on end. We lost it. So the analogy is starting the car. You have a car. Can't start it. The guru comes along and starts it for you. The car, of course, is a symbol of your spiritual progress. So the car is just sitting there, right? You have a choice. You can let it sit there. If you let it sit there long enough, it'll run out of gas. Or you can drive it forward. Driving it forward is accomplished by doing the sadhana. In this case, performing the repetitions of the mantra. That's what moves forward. But we have to do that. Well, the guru started the car for us. We can just let it sit there and run out of gas. We lose the power of the initiation unless we drive the car forward, which means perform our sadhana, which in this case is japa, on a regular basis. So it's a very important part of the Saivite tradition is initiation and then fulfilling the sadhana that comes with the initiation in a regular way. And that's how we actually make progress on the spiritual path. So if we see someone sitting after puja for a long time on the japa beads, that's all right. We're open till 12.